Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you, and good evening from Bumper Gym. I think last year we did not play a game in the before the end of the year in this arena. So welcome to Willow Springs Bear Basketball at home and Mumford Gym as the Bears take on the Summersville Wildcats in a non-conference action here in Willow Springs. So, it's nice to be home, nice to be on the home court, get the home crowd behind you, Marty. So I'm welcoming back the home part of the schedule this early in the season.
Well, there won't be much early in the season, but it is a very early home opener for the Bears, and we'll definitely take that. And it's the Summersville Wildcats team the Bears have not played probably in at least 5 or 6 years.
That's a decade.
Maybe more than that. It's been a while since the Bears took on the Wildcats. And since then, Summersville has had some success. Bears had a run of beating Summersville multiple years in a row, and we took a break, and Summersville had a couple of their best years. In 22, they won 22 games, and then in 2023, they were actually district champs. So a great year for Summersville a couple of years ago. Last year, only 7 wins, though, so kind of back to the rebuilding mode. They don't have a ton of kids. Coach Dustin Tinsley has a fairly short roster, and they've started to beat Kabul by about 10 points. So they've had a little success, but still trying to figure things out here. There was just a half of JV tonight because of that limited Wildcat roster. The Bears, on the other hand, have a huge JV, and the Willow JV won that half of a game. 27-15 was the final. And
I think Coach Lee got in all of his players. He's got about 20.
Yeah. It was a huge bench, and he had to pull in some extra chairs to accommodate everybody on the Bear JV bench. But, yeah, I think everybody did play. And there's some we saw a couple of freshmen in the Stratford tournament and a couple of those underclassmen that could contribute, if not this year and in future years for the Bears.
Yep, I think so. It was good to see the JV get a win as they went 0-3 in the Stratford tournament last week. But I think the talent's there, but getting people together, and Coach Lee will get those kids together and working. They'll get better, much better, I think, as the year goes along.
Finding the right combination will be important, too, with that many kids.
Yeah.
Coach Lee will do a nice job with that. The Bears coming home after that 2-1 record in the Stratford tournament, of course, dropping a disappointing one a week ago. That was a week ago tonight. The Sparta Trojans, a game the Bears had in hand at halftime, were up by 15 and ended up losing that by about 10. So a 27-point swing in the second half. But they responded with a hard-fought win against Ava on the second night of the tournament and then finished up with a pretty dominating win over the Cassville Wildcats on Saturday for the consolation trophy. And I think the Bears hopefully got a little good momentum out of that game and did a better job rebounding and closing out the game. I think that's what the Bears, Coach Forrest, are really stressing right now is closing out games.
Some kind of mental toughness. When that game started going bad against Sparta, it just
snowballed in a hurry.
Yeah, it was a landslide. I think they'll get that worked out. So anyway, Bears welcome the Wildcats in tonight.
Bears have some nagging injuries to some of their starters, but Coach Forrest said those guys were feeling better today after having a few days off. So that's a good report on the injury front. Congratulations to the Lady Bears. Coach Cox and the Lady Bears just keep winning. They beat Bakersfield last night in Bakersfield, 64-46. Lady Bears now 4-0. Lexi Sigmund was the leading scorer in that game last night with 23 points. Chloe Jones had 20. And the Lady Bears with an 18-point win over, I think, a pretty good Bakersfield team. So 4-0. Lady Bears will be here, I believe, on Thursday night to take on the Greenwood Blue Jays. So
that'd be an interesting matchup
on Thursday for the Lady Bears. And, of course, we'll be traveling to Springfield later in the week, Friday and Saturday, for the Queen City Showdown. And that'll be Friday afternoon at 2:30 against Monette, our first game there. We will take a break for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have Chris Wagner mic'd up for our starting lineup. So when we come back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes time away.
Maybe.
Back for the starting lineup and the play-by-play. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KGC.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Countryside Buildings LLC, based in Somersville and West Plains, is your locally owned and operated portable building company. They have cabins, tiny houses, storage sheds, and more with free delivery and pickup within a 50-mile radius. You can rent to own 5% down or purchase outright select models with an 8% discount just in time for the holiday season.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym with your starting lineup, here's Chris Wagner.
And caller 5-10 sophomore, number 3, Piper. And caller 15 sophomore, number 15, Colton Westbrook. And caller 5-10 freshman, number 21, Kohler Aswak. And then forward 5-11 senior, number 25, Malachi Cooper. Coach Pinsley and the Somersville Wildcats. And now, the starting lineup for the Willow Springs Bears. Bears will come right up for it. The Bears have a record of 2-1. 39 for Bears. Eckhart, the sideline speaker. Number 1, Colby James.
Announcer for Mumford Gym, Chris Wagner. Nice to be home and nice to have the starting lineup and the Bear Media team put together a nice package for the home crowd to watch the starting lineup on the big screen here at Mumford Gym tonight. And we've got our starting lineups and we are ready to go. James Dean controls the tip for the Bears in their home white with the maroon trim. Somersville, black jerseys. With the gold trim, Brady James on the right wing, tips it up to Thompson. Bears go around the horn, looking inside. Caden Lee on the left wing. Colby James up top for three. It's short. Rebound underneath by Dean. Dean hands it to James. Brady James puts it up and in. And the Bears are up 2-0, and an offensive rebound for the Bears here early. Just underway from Mumford Gym, non-conference game between the Bears and the Wildcats. Summersville goes to the baseline with Piper. Flips it up top, right side for Malachi Cooper. Two Coopers in the starting lineup for Summersville. Here's a tip pass and a steal by Brady James. It goes coast to coast, lay it up and in, and the Bears are up quickly. 4-0, 4 points by Brady James. Into the front court, Tosh Cooper with the goggles. Cooper brings it across midcourt. Being harassed, he'll drive it to the right side. Pass tipped, loose. Brody Thompson picks it up. Colby down to Brady. Thought about a three. He'll try to give it back to his brother, but it's tipped away and stolen by the Wildcats. Malachi Cooper comes away with the steal. He'll hand it off to Piper. Piper hands it off up top. Ashlock has the ball stolen by Thompson. Thompson going to go all the way. Layup is good. Bears up 6-0, 90 seconds into the ball game. Defense creating lots of opportunities for the Bears here early.
Yeah, three turnovers right off the jump go.
Piper across midcourt for Summersville. Piper goes between his legs. Brady James out on him. He'll swing it right side for Kosh Cooper. Kosh puts it on the floor. Dean comes out to guard him. He'll throw it left side for Piper. Piper up top. Going to dribble on Brady James. Stops at the free throw line. Needs some help. He'll leave it for Buttress. Buttress swings it back up top. Goes over right side for Cooper. It's poked away by Lee. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. Good pressure defense by the Bears. No shot clock for the first time this year for the Bears. And Summersville taking advantage of that a little bit. Looking for an open shot. Cooper trying to inbound. Inbounds to the baseline. To Buttress. He'll have to pull it back. Buttress right side, flips it up midcourt for Piper. Piper, big head fake, pulls back for a long three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Colby James skies in for the rebound. Colby to Brady in the corner. Back up top, Lee in open three, missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Dean, and he's got it. Clears it back to Lee. Right side, Brady James, three, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Summersville. Bears with a couple of looks there, but can't connect. Tosh Cooper into the front court. Tipped away by Lee. Again tipped away by Lee off the official. Out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Willow.
Okay.
I don't know why, but we'll take it.
Another turnover for the Summersville Wildcats.
Lee playing good defense, as are Brady James and all the rest of the Bears here early. A lot of ball pressure on these Wildcats. 5:10 left to go first quarter. Bears leading 6-0. Lee on the left side, lobs it. Colby James is right under the basket. Layup is good. The lob pass underneath. Colby went up and got it and makes it 8-0 Willow. Summersville walks it across midcourt with Piper. P-E-I-F-E-R. Takes the screen to the top of the key, gets to the free throw line, nearly lost the dribble, but able to get it back. Brady James comes out on him. Gets it up top of the key for Buttress. Back up top to Ashlock. Left side is Summersville. Works around the arc. Piper looking for a lane. He'll back into the basket. Now kick it out to Ashlock, who loses it out of bounds. Last touch by the Bears. And it'll stay with Summersville.
Hard for Summersville to get a shot here.
Timeout for the Wildcats. Halfway through the first quarter, Bears leading 8-0. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KU.
The American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Mumford Gym. We're just close to halfway through the first quarter with the Bears leading Wildcats from Summersville 8-0. Summersville coach calling that timeout and resetting for his Wildcats who have the ball.
Wildcats will inbound into the backcourt. for Brody Buttress. There's two buttresses. There's a few Coopers.
Three
Coopers. So we'll try to keep everybody straight here on the Wildcat side. Colton Buttress brings it up top of the key all the way around the arc. Picks up the dribble on the right side. Needs a little help. Back to the basket. And he'll flip it out to midcourt for Piper. Piper going to pull back from the volleyball line, and it's short. Rebound by Jane. Summersville able to run some clock, but not getting great shot selections here early, and they're still being shut out with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Thompson takes off, leaves it for James Dean. Layup is no good, but he's fouled. Big Smooth will go to the line shooting two for the Bears. Bears have not substituted yet here in the first quarter. A little deeper bench tonight than they had in Stratford. Free throw.
See no explanation by Coach Forrest to do that at this point.
A-team has done a good job. Dean makes his second free throw. 10-0 Willow. 3:46 to go. First quarter. Home opener for the Bears. Piper brings it across midcourt. Summersville, I don't think they've been able to take a shot in the paint yet tonight. Piper bounces it up top of the key for Buttress. Brody Buttress takes the screen, tries to get to the free throw line. Pass cut off. He'll flip it left side for Piper. Piper going to go baseline and then has to tip it back to Buttress. Buttress hands it back to Piper right in front of the Bear bench along the sideline. He'll swing it back up top of the key for Malachi Cooper. Cooper backpedals toward midcourt. Bear defense just not allowing any kind of penetration close to the basket.
Good thing we don't have the 35 seconds clock.
Oh, man. Yeah, we would.
Summersville is concerned.
Piper spins, gets to the paint, puts up an off balance shot, won't go. Rebound Summersville, put it up and in. And the Wildcats are on the board. Colton Buttress with the offensive putback. And it's 10-2. Colby James across midcourt. Colby. Big screen to the left side. Dean, top of the key, left side for Caden Lee. Lee lob it to Dean, missed it, going for the alley-oop, and it was offline. Summersville quickly down the other direction, layup is good. Missed opportunity for the Bears, and a quick two, and Summersville on a 4-0 run. 10-4 Bears.
Can't you made that basket?
Buttress. Brady James, right side, pull back three, missed it off the back of the rim. Dean with the rebound, though, put it up and in. James Dean with his second offensive putback in the first quarter. And it's a 12-4 lead. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Pretty good crowd on a Tuesday night here at Mumford Gym. Bear fans taking advantage of their opportunity to see the home team in action.
Good student section here tonight, too.
The undefeated girls team well represented over there. Summersville, they take it left side. Cooper passes off into the corner for Colton Buttress. Buttress to Malachi Cooper. Cooper picks up the dribble at the volleyball line, and he'll hand it to Ashlock.
They are patient running there.
They're very patient. Brody Thompson tips it out of bounds. It'll stay with Summersville. I just heard Coach Tinley say, I don't care how long it takes. And I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
They just want a good shot.
Only one personal foul, and we're just almost through the first quarter.
Bears trying to be patient on offense, too, creating a turnover, but not committing a foul. Piper takes the inbound. Backpedal towards midcourt, picks up the dribble. Needs a little help, fires it right side to Buttress. There's a push on the Bears, and there it is, the first foul on Willow here in the first quarter.
Probably shouldn't have mentioned it.
So Brady James, obviously his first. Wildcats inbound into the backcourt. It's tipped, and Colby James takes it away. Colby on the baseline, reverse layup, missed it. Dean rebound, put it up and in. James Dean is eating up the offensive rebounds here in the first quarter. He's got six all on the offensive glass. Wildcats on the other end, trailing 14-4. Piper in the paint. Runner won't go. Too hard off the back end. McGinnis with the rebound. Spins it ahead quickly to Colby for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound McGinnis. Put it up. Count it and one. And Holt McGinnis with a chance for a three-point play. And I know Coach Forrest was wanting to work on rebounding. And, again, this is a different level of competition probably here. But still like to see the Bears dominating the offensive glass.
Rebounds 8-3 at this point. Great Bears have 8, of course. Wildcats 3.
Free throw is waved off. Could be a lane violation on the Bears. Grady Frigga, they said, stepped into the lane early. He just came in for James Dean.
Frigga's in. Adams is in as well. No, you're right. It was Frigga that came in.
Cross midcourt. Colby James picks the pocket, takes it all the way to the basket. Layup is good. Buttress just had a straight steal by Colby James. And it's 18-4 Willow. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Half-court pressure by the Bears. Pfeiffer in trouble. Gets it right side. Wildcats put up a wild shot. It's an air ball out of bounds, but tipped by the Bears. It'll stay with Summersville. Just 1 second on the clock. So it's going to have to be a tip here at the end of the first period if the Wildcats want to get a quick basket here. Pfeiffer will inbound, looking for some help, and time will expire. Couldn't get a shot off. Got the pass in, but no shot. The Bears hold the Wildcats to just 4 points in the first quarter. After one at Mumford Gym, the Bears lead Summersville 18-4. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere with Security Bank of the Ozarks. You can pay bills, view your accounts, transfer funds, and manage your finances 24 hours a day with our secure online banking and mobile apps for smartphones. Call us or visit our website at www.sbozarks.com today and enjoy the convenience and privacy of banking anytime, anywhere. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, located at Eminence, Winona, Summersville, and Houston.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter getting underway here at Willow Springs with the Bears leading 18-4. Summersville has the ball to start the second quarter.
Wildcats with the ball. They had an inspired message from their head coach at the end of the quarter talking about rebounding. He wants more rebounding, Coach Tinley does, and a quick foul on the Bears at midcourt. Summersville will inbound it once again.
Brody Thompson picks up the foul.
His first, only the second foul of the game on the Bears. Inbound pass goes to Brody Buttress. Brody to the right side. He got away with a carry there. He'll hand it off to Colton Buttress. Colton picks up the dribble. Wildcat at midcourt. Ashlock picks up the dribble and then fires it out of bounds. Hits the floor of the table. And the Bears take it over. Another turnover by the Wildcat.
Lee responsible for that. Lee sporting a little goatee there. Fashion statement.
You got one of those a night, don't you?
Yeah.
Kobe James into the corner. Open three by Thompson. It's well off the mark and right into the hands of the Wildcat. Summersville back the other way with Reed Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer takes off with his left all the way in front of the Bear bench. Now he'll switch to his right. Crosses it over. Big stop. He'll hand it off.
Whoa.
And a travel on the Wildcat.
Ball went a little high in the air.
Ashlock with the carry. Bears take it back, leading 18-4, 7 minutes to go until halftime. JV just played a half and won 27-15. Caden Lee pitches it back, that right side for Colby James. Colby pull-up jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound, though, on the block. Throws up a shot, and they're going to call a jump. I thought they were going to call a foul on Summersville. It will be a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with the Bears. Caden Lee comes out. Brady James back in. Thompson will inbound. Looks over his options, gives it to Colby. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Frigga with the rebound, no, but he's fouled. And Grady will go to the line, shooting two. Bears much more active on the offensive glass tonight. Makes a big difference when you have multiple opportunities, especially with shooters that like to shoot from beyond. Free throw is in and out by Frigga. No good. Second foul on Piper.
New score sheet here. I'm having a lot of issues with.
Frigga's second free throw is good, and James Dean checks in for McGinnis. Now Bears going a little taller lineup with Frigga and Dean on the floor at the same time. Try to get you a scorebook here before the Queen City showdown
that
later in the week.
That would be welcome.
Keep working on the AD for that. Piper into the front court. He'll hand it off to Ashlock. Ashlock throws it in front of the Bear cheerleaders, and the shot is tipped and blocked by Colby James. Back to Summersville. The Wildcats will reset. Bear crowd likes the smallest player on the floor coming up and getting that block. The Wildcats work it over to the left side for Piper. Piper makes a nice jab step. Now kicks it back out up top for Buttrick. Buttrick has it stolen by James. Colby to Brady. Back to Colby. Layup is good. The James brothers create the turnover in the basket, and Willow goes up 21-4. 6 minutes to go until halftime. Piper just going to pull up from the volleyball line. It's an air ball, and it sails out of bounds. Air ball.
5:28 left to go in the second quarter, and more substitutions.
There's the freshman Adams coming in for the Bears. Caden had a nice JV game, and I was impressed with his limited opportunities in Stratford.
Yes, Cassville.
Seems like he's not scared. He showed that.
Not afraid to shoot.
No, not at all. Caden Lee into the front court. There's Adams on the right side to the free throw line. He'll back it out to Dean. Goes left side for Caden Lee. Caden right back to Big Smooth, who lays it up and in.
Give the assist to Lee. Adams the basket.
James Dean with a big first half. He's got eight. 23-4 Bears. Wildcats. Buttress gets to the baseline and then kicks it back up top for Brody Buttress. Right side. Piper going to dribble in, pull up jumper, blocked all the way onto the stage by Brady James. Wildcats will inbound on the baseline. I feel like Piper is really the offensive threat that the Wildcats have, and they just can't get him a good look. He's taken some long ones, but has yet to take a really good open shot. Inbound pass tipped, and Caden Lee comes away with it. I believe Brady James got the tip. Brady's got it now. Big Euro step into the paint, layup just a little short, and the Wildcats with the rebound this time, and Piper wants to run with it. Piper to the paint. Layup, good. Nice move by Piper, the sophomore for Summersville. 23-6 as we approach the halfway point in quarter number two. Caden Lee to McGinnis, left side, fakes the shot, goes to the block, to the basket, missed it short, but he's fouled. And McGinnis will go to the line for two. McGinnis is a kid that has been in this program 4 years and really has become valuable in your year. First free throw is short. Colby has a quick rest on the bench, but now he's coming back in. Brady James will take a seat. Colby did not practice yesterday, and Coach Forrest said it, he felt like he was taking a toy away from a kid. He was very unhappy that he couldn't practice. Foul on the rebound off Dean, and the Wildcats will take the ball after the missed free throw.
And it'll be the second team foul on the Bears. James Dean picks up the foul.
Summersville will take a timeout. 4:30 to play second quarter. Bears lead Summersville 23-6. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Countryside Buildings, LLC, based in Summersville and West Plains, is your locally owned and operated portable building company. They have cabins, tiny houses, storage sheds, and more with free delivery and pickup within a 50-mile radius. You can rent to own 5% down or purchase outright select models with an 8% discount just in time for the holiday season.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
4:36 left to go in the quarter and the half as Bears lead the Wildcats here 23-6. Bears looking for their third win of the young season. And the Wildcats looking for their second win of the young season. Understand they beat Cabool the other night.
Beat Cabool and
their first win.
Lost to the two teams from the Eastern part of the state.
This is kind of the border zone for which way.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Bears
teams go
really don't play a lot of teams to the east.
I think Coach Wilson got us out of that.
Probably so. Yeah,
we used to
had a lot of connections in Southwest Missouri, and that's where the schedule went. Wildcats with the ball and a whistle and a foul. Illegal screen, I'm assuming. Yep, illegal screen away from the ball on the Wildcats. So that's Lane Coots. Couch or Coots? K-O-U-T for the Wildcats.
I'm going Couch.
Adams checks out for Willow, and the five starters, well, minus Thompson, McGinnis, and for him, are back on the floor for Willow. Brady James on the right wing. To Dean. Dean gives it to McGinnis. Right block. Layup good. Well executed by the Bear offense. And Willow's up by 19. Pfeiffer across midcourt. Takes the screen to the right side, and there's another illegal screen by Kalt again.
Yeah.
Same thing, and he'll pick up a couple of quick fouls, and the Bears take the ball back.
Fourth team foul on Summersville this quarter. So we'll be shooting free throws. The Bears will on the next foul.
Brady James holds it in front of the bleachers. Up top to McGinnis. Holt throws it, and Colby started to cut and then backed off, and there was nobody there. And Willow throws it away. A rare turnover by the Bears.
Only their second one of the night.
3:49 left to go, second quarter. Wildcats trying to work their way back into this a little bit. Bear defense has been tremendous here in the first half. Summersville, Colton Buttress will hand it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer working on Colby James. Takes it to midcourt. Colby pokes it away. Pfeiffer back to get it. Colby sticking right with him. Pfeiffer all the way to the free throw line, and they're going to get Colby for the hand check. You can kind of see that coming as Pfeiffer did a nice job to retain possession as Colby was definitely giving him some suffocating defense. McGinnis checks out for the Bears. Thompson back in. Pfeiffer will inbound right beside us here at the scorer's table. Lob it into the backcourt, and it's taken there by Malachi Cooper. Cooper across midcourt. Dean out to guard him. Cooper to Pfeiffer in front of the Bears student section, all in black tonight. Takes the screen to the left side. Pulls back for three. It's short and out of bounds. Bear ball.
Finally, the Wildcats just gave up. Decided to try a shot from outside. No luck.
Those aren't turnovers, but I'm sure for Coach Tinsley, they kind of feel like turnovers. Bears across midcourt. Colby James left side. Long-range jumper won't go. Gets his own rebound. Lays it up and in. Didn't quit on it.
I had a tough shooting night, really,
for Colby. Pfeiffer in the backcourt. Across midcourt. To Malachi Cooper. Cooper shades to the top of the key with 2.5 to go in the first half. He'll pick up his dribble. Back to Pfeiffer in the corner. Picked up by Colby James. Cooper takes the pass inside. He'll put it on the floor. Picks up the dribble. Looking for some help. Big James out there on him. And the pass is tipped. Picked up by Colby James. Colby, baseline. Backs it off to Thompson, left side. In the corner, Brady James open. Three. Got it. Brady from beyond the arc, and the Bear lead is 24 with 2 minutes to go until halftime. 6 points by the Wildcats, and we're nearing the end of the second quarter. Colton Buttress to Pfeiffer up top. Pfeiffer has to pick up the screen to the right side. He'll get to the baseline, and they're going to call a foul on the Bears. Little push foul along the baseline, and that'll be the third team foul on Willow.
Sprigga goes in, replacing James Dean. Second foul on Dean. That was James Dean's foul.
That's the fourth team foul mistaken on that. Inbound pass to Cooper. It's blocked by Sprigga. Runs back to get it. Malachi gets his own rebound, and he'll reset for the Wildcats. One of their better looks tonight, but swatted by Sprigga. Pfeiffer tries the right side. He's being chased and fouled by Lee. I think he did get away with the travel, but the foul may have come first. And Pfeiffer will go shoot a free throw. And have the Wildcats shot a free throw yet tonight? This may be the first.
I don't have them down for shooting a free throw. I don't mean they haven't, but I don't think they have.
Comes with 1:32 to go until halftime. Pfeiffer's shot is good. Pfeiffer takes his time. Couple of dribbles, and the shot rims out. Colby with the rebound. 90 seconds to go until halftime. Ahead to Lee. Caden to the basket. Layup is good. Great move by the sophomore along the baseline. And the Willow lead is 25, 32-7.
Caden Lee gets on the scoreboard for the first time tonight.
Pfeiffer all the way to the baseline. Turnaround jumper from the block. Good. Nice move by the sophomore. Thompson on the right side. 32-9. Bears to Brady James. And he had a wide open layup, and he got a little excited and took an extra step. And Brady's all smiles as he knows he let an opportunity get away there. Wildcats chance to get into double figures here before the half. Under a minute to go. Pfeiffer to the right side. Goes baseline. Left side shot up and good by Ashlock. 32-11. Bears. Flip it down the floor for Thompson to Lee. Free throw line jumper is no good. Off the back of the rim. And the Wildcats have it with 30 seconds to go in the half. And Somersville trying to end the half with a little bit of momentum. Pfeiffer takes the screen to the free throw line. Draws a lot of attention from Colby James. Brody Buttress picks up his dribble, tries the handoff, goes off the shoe of his teammate, out of bounds. It'll be bare ball. Ashlock had it go off of his foot. And now Willow's got it with 14 seconds, and he'll play for the last shot of the half. Colby to the right side. He'll hand it to Caden. Lee is wide open up top. He'll take a three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Somersville with two. With one, Pfeiffer's got a good look, and it is no good off the back of the rim to end the first half. We play two quarters at Mumford Gym. Willow leads Somersville 32-11. Come back with your stats and a preview of the coming week in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere with Security Bank of the Ozarks. You can pay bills, view your accounts, transfer funds, and manage your finances 24 hours a day with our secure online banking and mobile apps for smartphones. Call us or visit our website at www.sbozarks.com today and enjoy the convenience and privacy of banking anytime, anywhere. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, located at Eminence, Winona, Summersville, and Houston.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Halftime here at Mumford Gym, home opener for the Willow Springs Bears, and it's been a pleasing one at this point as the Bears lead the Summersville Wildcats 32-11 at the break. And we'll go over the stats. We of the Bears outscoring the Wildcats in the first quarter, 18-4, and also outscored them 14-7 in the second quarter to increase their lead to what it is now. Which wow! I mean, they've got it going. The Bears do. On the offensive end for the Bears, Kobe James has 8, and James Dean, he's had a good night inside as he scored 8 points as well for the Bears. Also scoring, Lee has 2. Brady James has 7, McGinnis has 4, Frigga has 1, and Thompson has 2 for the Bears. And the rebound, I'll get to the rebounding team-wise in just a moment. First of all, scoring for the Summersville Wildcats, for the Wildcats, both Buttress, Colton Buttress. There are 2 of the Buttress boys in there. He had 4 points. Piper had 5 points rather in the second quarter, and 2 points for Ashlock, and that is the extent of their scoring. Turnovers were a big factor for the Wildcats. They had 6 turnovers in the first quarter, 6 more in the second quarter. The Bears have only turned the ball over 3 times, so that's a big advantage for the Bears. 12 turnovers for the Wildcats and only 3 for the Bears. Rebounding, the Bears had a great start in the first quarter rebounding. They kind of slowed up a little bit in the second quarter. Second quarter rebounding, not much for either team, 3 rebounds each. But totals for the first half, the Bears have out-rebounded the Wildcats by 11-7. So there you go. That's block shots, too. I keep those as well. Bears had 3 block shots. Each James brother had 1, and Frigga had 1.
Bears really dominating on the rebound. It's not that still have a good, comfortable lead here at halftime, but the rebounding was much more dominant in the first quarter than it was in the second.
I think you could tell that that was the emphasis during practice, because in the first quarter they really held to that.
Bears with a nice lead here at halftime, opening night at Mumford Gym. A good crowd on a Tuesday night. Willow trying to pick up their 3rd win of the year. The Lady Bears are already at 4. They have been racking up the early wins after winning the Van Buren Tournament Championship. They beat Bakersfield last night, 64-46, and they'll be playing Greenwood on Thursday, trying to pick up win number 5
wow.
on the season. So congrats to Coach Cox and the Lady Bears, of course, led by Chloe Jones, but Lexi Sigmund was their leading scorer last night. So you've got Stewart and Crushington, and there's Jackson. There's girls that can definitely contribute on that team, and Lady Bears hoping for a big run this year.
Lady Bears have something that the Boy Bears do not have. That's height.
Yes.
They are tall.
Yes.
Tall girls on that Willow Springs Fair Lady Bear team.
Good combination, and Lady Bears hope to keep their winning streak alive on Thursday. And then our next action for the Bears will be the Queen City Showcase. I talked to Coach Forrest today a little bit about that. I said, is that a new thing? And I guess it's been going on for a long time, but it's kind of an invitation only, and the Bears were invited to that this year. And originally scheduled to play a team out of Kansas on Friday, but that team dropped, and so they slid Monette in. So that's why we're playing Monette on Friday. But that'll be a 2:30 game on Friday. That's at Greenwood, right on the campus of Missouri State. We've done some games there back in the COVID year when the Blue and Gold Tournament had to shift to that location. So Friday versus Monette at 2:30, and then Saturday night they'll play Catholic at 8:30, same location at Greenwood.
It'll be a tough contest for the
Catholic's
Bears.
Good.
Catholic's very good. Yeah, they are.
Also want to remind you, we have a new sideline sponsor, and I got word of that this week. Gentleman Jim. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Jim's, anytime you need a tow, 934-6594. And we're grateful to have them alongside for a sideline sponsor this year for Willow Springs Bear Basketball. We're about ready to go for the second half. We'll come back for the start of the third quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Countryside Buildings, LLC, based in Somersville and West Plains, is your locally owned and operated portable building company. They have cabins, tiny houses, storage sheds, and more with free delivery and pickup within a 50-mile radius. You can rent to own 5% down or purchase outright select models with an 8% discount just in time for the holiday season.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
About ready to start the third quarter here at Mumford Gym on the campus of Willow Springs High School. And the Bears leading the Somersville Wildcats 32-11, as Bears have pretty much dominated the game each quarter they've dominated. So, had a good run and a good opening night for the Bears here, home opener. Bears will have the ball, I believe, when we start this third quarter, unless I've missed a jump ball somewhere along the line.
JV won in a half, 27-15 earlier tonight. We didn't mention that at halftime, but JV with about 20 players. I think everybody played. And
everybody did.
Got a little success tonight.
Somersville has the ball. I'm wrong.
Try to close this out. Still a half to go. Wildcats trying to get back into it. They get it inside. It's blocked out of bounds by Dean off the shooter, Cooper, and it will be Bear ball. So another block shot for the Bears. This time James Dean with the block, and Willow will have it. Up by 21. Thompson. And the starter's all back in there. Brady James on the right side. Flips it back to Lee, left side. Colby fakes the three, drives in into the paint, little floater. Won't go. Rebound Somersville. Wildcats with the board. Colton Buttress sends it ahead to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to the free throw line. Backing in on Brady James. Nice pass. Right side. Shot up. No good by Ashlock. Colby with the rebound ahead to Lee. Lee goes into the paint. Dishes back to Colby. Shot up. No good. And again, Colby kind of having a cold shooting night. He'll still have his points, but
he's
frustrated.
Yep, he's off
with his shooting. Wildcat back the other way. Malachi Cooper at midcourt. Dan James Dean comes in to guard him. Cooper picks up the dribble, gets it back. Should have been a carry, but they're going to say he didn't have control of the ball. Now Piper takes it over up top. He'll launch one from the volleyball line, and it's good. He's tried a few of those. That one was nothing but net. And it's 32-14. Bears led 18-4 at the end of the first quarter. Brazil has gotten their offensive wheels going a little bit here lately. Caden Lee's going to try to answer the three and won't go. Rebound comes out long. Back to Brady James up top. Brady, big jump stop right. Block jumper is good. Brady gets the Bears back on the board. 34-14 is the Willow lead. Ashlock across midcourt. He'll hand it to Piper. Piper thought about cranking another long three. Instead, he'll put it on the deck. Dips it over right side for Colton Buttress. Buttress up top to Cooper. Wildcats work it around the arc. Brody Buttress. Aside for Ashlock, goes Piper. Piper trying to shoot, but Brady James not letting him on the baseline. Now he'll flip it back top of the key for Colton Buttress, and Wildcats again using a lot of clock. Amazing how quick we get used to that shot clock, right?
Yeah, it is.
In the corner, fake the three by Cooper, trying to go baseline, looking to get a shot off. He does, and he draws the foul from James Dean, I believe. Dean going for the block, picks up the foul. And Cooper will be at the line shooting two for the Bears. And a timeout, Coach Forrest and the Bears. 5:14 to go third quarter. Willow leading Summersville 34-14. Back at 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere with Security Bank of the Ozarks. You can pay bills, view your accounts, transfer funds, and manage your finances 24 hours a day with our secure online banking and mobile apps for smartphones. Call us or visit our website at www.sbozarks.com today and enjoy the convenience and privacy of banking anytime, anywhere. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, located at Eminence, Winona, Summersville, and Houston.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back. 5:14 left to go in the third quarter. Bears leading 34-14 over the Summersville Wildcats. But Coach Forrest wasn't happy with the play of his Bears as we start the third quarter. By the way, James Dean is back on the bench with those three personal fouls.
Malachi Cooper with free throws. First one is no good. 5:14 to go. Third quarter, Bears up by 20. Cooper's second free throw is good. Makes one of two. Bears will bring it back the other way. Caden Lee across midcourt. Lee lob it to Brady James in the corner. Back to Lee. Turnaround jumper left side. No good. Off the back side of the rim. But McGinnis has the rebound. Back to Colby. Long three. Got it. That'll loosen him up a little bit. 37-15 is the Bear advantage. Piper across the timeline. Malachi Cooper in front of the Summersville bench. He'll put it on the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Picked up by McGinnis. Tip pass tipped away by Brady. Brady one-on-one with Piper taking to the basket. Layup rims around and goes down. And Willow on a little run here. Lead 39-15. Summersville looking for the baseball pass. Instead, they'll clear it a little shorter to Cooper. The Bears were applying a little bit of pressure here. Now they back off. And Piper brings it across midcourt. Piper hands it off to Ashlock. Back to Piper. In the paint. Jumper is no good. Rebound McGinnis. Underneath. Ahead to Lee across midcourt. Lee to Colby. Pullback jumper left side. Three ball. No good. Rebound Thompson. Tied up with Buttress. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with the Bears. Halfway through the third quarter, Bears leading by 24. Trying to extend that lead and turn the clock on for the fourth quarter. Brady James, three ball was good on the inbound. The James brothers just connected on back-to-back three, and it's 42-15. Somersville into the front court. Cooper fakes it into the corner. He'll dribble up top of the key, working on McGinnis. Cooper picks up the dribble. I find Pfeiffer. Holt tips it away, but he's able to get it back, and then it goes off the leg of Brady James. It'll stay with Somersville, but good defense by the Bears, and I think Coach Forrest probably more happy with the effort from his team after the timeout.
Yeah, they've picked it up a little bit.
Pfeiffer takes the inbound. Brady James one-on-one with him. He brings it to the right side, hands it off to Colton Buttress. Buttress picks up his dribble, hands it back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer in front of the Somersville bench. With the jab step, and now he'll put it on the floor to the right side, backs off into the corner. Brady comes out to guard him, picks up the dribble, looking for some help, and he'll throw it away. Colby's got it, and he will have an easy layup. Turnover, Wildcats, basket for the Bears, and the Bears on a big run here, go up by 29. Pfeiffer across midcourt, under 3 minutes to go in the third. Pfeiffer one-arms it into the corner for Ashlock. Takes the screen to the right side, tries to throw it underneath. It's tipped by McGinnis, picked up by Colby. Colby all the way to the basket, layup is good. Bears up by 31. And rolling here late in the third quarter. Pfeiffer across midcourt. Brady tips it away, gets the pick, going to go all the way to the basket. Layup is good. Turnovers and layup. That is a recipe for lots of easy baskets. That's what the Bears are picking up here in the third quarter. 48-15. Cooper at midcourt. McGinnis out to guard him. Cooper picks up the dribble. McGinnis gives him lots of pressure, but he's able to get away at midcourt to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, ball over his head. It's up for grabs. Lee, he'll get charged for the foul. Going for the interception. That stops the clock with 1:47 to go in a rapidly moving third quarter. Friga and Adams come in for the Bears. Thompson and Brady James check out with Willow leading by 33. Wildcats with the inbound. Trying to stop the bleeding here late in the third quarter. Pfeiffer at the logo. Dribbles with the free throw line. Lee on him now, and he tips the ball to McGinnis. And there's another steal by the Bear defense. Lee all the way, then tips it out to Colby for three. Got it. We talked about Colby being a little cold, but he has certainly heated up.
Warming up
here late in the third quarter. 51-15.
Little brother is warming up too.
The James brothers having a big night. Bears are as well as Colby tips it away for another steal at midcourt. Colby, 3-on-1, pull up, jumper, good. And the Bears are on a major roll, and I wish we would have kept track of this run when it started, but probably you're looking at something in the teens since zero right now for the Bears. Wildcats pick up the dribble. Might have gotten away with the travel there. They're going to dribble to the right side for Ashlock to Cooper. Cooper in the corner. Trying to go baseline. Cooper pushes one up and in. That breaks a long scoring drive for the Wildcats. And it's 53-17. That was Malachi Cooper. 32 seconds to go third quarter. Bears up by 36. And breathing heavy here as they have had a lot of up and down the floor action here in the last few minutes. See if they can play for the last shot. Lee looks up at the clock. He'll cradle it at midcourt with 15. Pfeiffer comes out to give him a little pressure with 10. Lee with 7. Lee going to take off all the way to the basket. Lays it in. Strong move. Wildcats trying to inbound. They get it in, but won't get a shot off. At the end of the third quarter from Willow, Bears lead the Wildcats 55-17. Coming back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Sullivan Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back. Fourth quarter getting underway. Bears up big, and the turbo clock will be on as the Bears lead it 55-17. Had a big quarter. They outscored Summersville 23-6.
Defense turned up
quarter.
The pressure.
Yeah, they did.
Tons of turnovers by the Wildcats. Easy baskets for the Bears and a timeout within 5 seconds. For the Wildcats, we're going to take a full timeout.
Okay.
We will take a quick timeout as well. Back to Jack at the station for a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. Two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Quick timeout by Coach Tinsley of the Summersville Wildcats to start the fourth quarter. So we really only got 5 seconds in. Before he called a timeout, he something he didn't like, quickly called the timeout.
Maybe making some personnel adjustments or some strategy adjustments with both Jameses out of the lineup for the Bears. They're going to baseball pass it, and it's caught by Grady Frigga. So a quick turnover by the Wildcats. Frigga into the corner for Bennett into the game. Here's Adams, top of the key for three. Short, gets his own rebound in the paint, stood up, backs it off the lead, and the Bears will reset. Two freshmen. Dayton Adams and Dayton Bennett both in the ball game here in the fourth quarter for the Bears. Two names we used to. Here's Adams with another three. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No, he's blocked by the Wildcats. Buttress with the block, and then Bennett takes it away on the other end. Bennett with the steal to McGinnis. McGinnis in the paint. Pushes it up and in. Both these freshmen very active, and they don't seem to shy away from the pressure.
Nope.
Not afraid to take shots.
They want to play.
7 minutes to play. Cooper up top for the Wildcats. It's a 40-point lead for the Bears as Cooper falls down, and they're going to call a foul on McGinnis. First team foul on the Bears this quarter. Bears, they're going to talk about whether he was shooting or not, I think.
I don't think he was shooting.
They're going to take it out of bounds. On the baseline, just as you suspected.
It's McGinnis's first personal foul. Nobody in foul trouble for the Bears in their current time. Dean has three fouls, but no problem.
Wildcats to inbounds. Looking for Cooper on the block, and it's tipped away by McGinnis, and they're going to get, they're going to stay out of bounds. I thought they might have called another foul on hold, but out of bounds on the Bears. Heifer and the Wildcats will inbound. Slaps the ball. Gets it into Buttress. Buttress in front of his own bench. Tries to hand it off to Piper. Ball's loose. Tipped and picked up by Bennett. Bennett to the block, to the basket. No good. McGinnis with a follow. Puts it up and in. Holt McGinnis with the follow. He's got 4 points. The Bears lead at 59-17. Pass tipped away. Cooper's got it, though, at midcourt for the Wildcats. Cooper looking for a little help. Dribbles to the Somersville bench. Now drives to the block, and it's blocked by Holt, but he's going to pick up another foul. Good athleticism by McGinnis, but a little contact. And that'll put Cooper back at the line for Somersville.
McGinnis has played a lot of minutes here in the second half and done well.
Free throw is short. Yeah, McGinnis is really he's turned into having a big role on this varsity team in his senior year. His brother, of course, part of those great teams just a few years ago. Second free throw is good. Friga tips it in. Caden Lee across midcourt. Adams to McGinnis. Back to Adams. Going to drive to the block to the basket. Layup is good. Nice move by Caden Adams. And it's 61-18. And in case you're wondering, the Bears don't have anybody else on their bench. This is everybody that's dressed for varsity tonight. So I'm sure if Coach Forrest did have a few others, he would probably be going to those guys right now. But they all got to play a little bit in the JV game. Pass is tipped, and Bennett comes away with the steal. Ahead to Lee. Lee one-on-two to the basket. Missed it. And a rebound for the Wildcats. Pfeiffer with a full head of steam. May have carried the ball, but he's fouled by the Bears on the floor. And the Wildcats will take it out of bounds. 4 minutes and counting in this one. Bears leading 61-18. Thompson and Brady James in. Lee and McGinnis come out.
McGinnis picks up his third personal foul.
Pfeiffer will inbound. Cooper on the baseline lays it up and in. Nice inbound for the Wildcats. 61-20. Brady James across midcourt. Bears going to work some offense here. Probably try to open up the freshman, I would guess. Thompson going to go, though. Left block. Left it a little short. And a rebound from Malachi Cooper. Pfeiffer across midcourt with 3:10 to play. Cooper on the right side. Fakes to the left. Goes into the corner. It's off the shoe of Friga and out of bounds. Wildcats will inbound there. Arzil sitting in number 10.
Thomas.
Zach Thomas. First time seeing him tonight. Pfeiffer will inbound. Slaps the ball. Bounces it to Cooper on the left block this time. Shot is up. Rims out, but he's fouled. And Cooper will go to the line shooting two. The Wildcats have a really nice inbound play with that they run from, with Pfeiffer to Cooper. And they've got good looks on the block.
A little baseline play that they run on inbound play.
That's Coach Forrest after the game. Stick around for that. Free throw is short by Cooper. We'll also have your final stats. And we'll join you again on Friday afternoon from Missouri State. So the Bears take on Monette 2:30. It's an afternoon game on Friday. Second free throw is an air ball, but it's caught underneath. But then the player was fell out of bounds. They're going to say he was pushed by Grady Friga. And
shooting foul, that's number five
coach
already.
Coach will go to the line shooting a couple with the clock still running at 1:45 now to play. So takes his time. Free throw is no good. Wildcats have missed some free throws here down the stretch. 90 seconds to play. His second free throw is in and out. It's a lane violation anyway. On Coot as he was leaning over the free throw line. Bears will have it. Probably try to run out the clock here with 1:10 left to go.
61-20.
Brady James across midcourt, and I heard Coach Forrest say only the freshmen take shots. Bennett, left side. That's a freshman. He took a shot. Didn't make it. Friga had the rebound, lost it. It's on the floor. Adams dives in, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with the Bears with 50 seconds left.
Only the freshmen shoot, huh?
Yep. Nobody else shoots.
Adams and Bennett, then. It's going to be one of those two.
And now they're wiping up sweat, so I mean, I don't know that we'll at this point, you probably just hold it, right?
They may have one. They'll have a chance.
Adams, there it is. He's open three, didn't take it. They give it to Bennett, and Coach Forrest says, go to the logo. So Bennett will go to the logo. He'll give it to Brady James, and the Bears will wrap up their third victory of the season. Final score is going to be 61-20. Willow moves to 3-1 on the season. Somersville drops to 1-4. 3 seconds left. Bear fans at Mumford Gym give their approval as Willow takes the victory 61-20. We'll come back and talk with Coach Forrest in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Mac and Mumford Gym joined by Coach Forrest, and the Bears with a dominant 61-20 win tonight against Somersville. And Coach Forrest, last time we talked, Bears kind of wrapped up that Stratford tournament, and you had some injuries, and the team was just, you know, kind of worn, yeah, a little bit. But everything looked like it was all cylinders go tonight, and the rebounding looked much better in the first quarter.
Better, and you know, you start looking at the stats from the, you know, last three games. You know, we got blown out on the rebound in the first game of the year, and then we tied Ava for rebounds, and then we won the Cassville battle, and we won it tonight. And you know, we got the guys and the pieces offensively. When if we can get within five on the rebounds, we're gonna have a good chance to win those games, and that's been a challenge to the guys. For me, I've been challenging them, and it's definitely been a focus and something that we really need to work on, but. Hey, it was nice to be in Mumford tonight. Had a good crowd and get the people a chance to see us for the first time. And so it was good to come out and get a win. And, you know, really the focus is, you know, new and coming in there, they were a younger team. You know, they got a lot of freshmen and sophomores out there. And, you know, we kind of had the mindset, hey, we're going to get open shots, but are they good shots? And yeah, being able to execute offense. So we really focused on that. I thought the guys did a good job of that. Getting the guy shot, and I saw some guys passing up shots that were open for a better shot. So those are keys that will carry on versus a team that's going to be a really tough game. You know what I mean? We got to make the extra pass. We got to be able to execute, and I thought they did a pretty good job of that tonight.
Everybody had a pretty good night, and good to see you two freshmen get some good minutes out there as well, right?
Yeah, those guys, you know, they're new to Bearland. You know, they come from the feeder schools, but they both good players, good athletes, and they've really taken to what we do in our program, and I think they're going to be – and they stuck out since day one as good potential. So, you know, I'm trying to instill in them a work ethic of how we like, and they're after practice every single day wanting to get better. So excited about getting them in the game because, you know, they may have to help down the road. You never know. We got a short bench, and somebody gets hurt, yeah, somebody gets in foul trouble, they're going to find themselves in the game. So good to get them comfortable tonight. So that's just getting that.
Good experience, good atmosphere here, but probably the most important thing about being back at Mumford Gym is you've got your girls back on the bench with you, and they do,
yeah,
they do a fantastic job, and I think that's really the inspiration for your whole team, isn't it?
It is quite an inspiration, yeah. They pride themselves in the best water girls, but they do a bad job of timing for asking daddy questions during the game. I think I just got done with the one heated timeout I had, and went to get a drink of water, and Finley asked me if we could stop McDonald's on the way home. So
I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
They've got Skittles,
yeah,
now, so they're happy,
they're
right?
Good. You know, I grew up a coach's son, and I was a gym rat my whole life, so getting them, having them in the gym with me special, and I'm glad to get to enjoy the same thing I did with my dad when I was a little kid. So it's awesome to have them around. So.
Good deal. We will talk to you again on Friday from Springfield, and we'll enjoy our trip to the Queen City Showdown.
Yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity. I encourage people that, you know, at 2:30 is a tough time to come. You know, they're going to be streaming that. I really think it's a bigger deal than people realize.
Yeah.
There's going to be some big team, and there's some big-time players, and hey, we get to open it up. So that's an awesome opportunity for the guys. I know they're looking forward to that, staying in the hotel.
That'll be a battle.
Battle in itself, getting into bed. But, hey, we're excited about it and excited to go play two games that are winnable ball games.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what we're looking forward to. Next one.
Have fun.
Thanks, guys. Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep, Dustin Forrest, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, picking up his first home win of the season with a 61-40 victory over the Summersville Wildcats. Larry, you've got your final set.
Give me the hum, did you?
You hear it now too, huh?
Yeah.
I think I found it.
There it went away.
Yep.
Okay. Here's the final stats. Scoring for the Bears, and just about everybody scored except for Bennett. He's the only one on the bench, the freshman, that didn't have points tonight, but good distribution of points otherwise. Kobe James wound up with 20 points for the night. Caden Lee had 4. Brady James had 16. That's his season high. 8 points for McGinnis off the bench. Adams had 2. Frigga had 1. Thompson had 2. And Big Smooth Dean had 8 for the Willow Springs Bears. Scoring for the Summersville Wildcats, they were led in scoring by Pfeiffer with 8. Then it was Malachi Cooper with 6. 4 points for Colton Buttress. And, wow, that was the scoring for the Summersville Wildcats. Not a lot of scoring as the Bears held them to 20 points. Team rebounds. The Bears won that battle tonight. They picked up 18 rebounds to 11. For the Wildcats, turnovers, definitely a big factor in the win tonight as the Bears forced the Wildcats into 19 turnovers, and the Bears only had 3. So block shots, the Bears had 4 of those tonight. So just a good night for the Bears, all in all, for the home opener. Non-conference win, they go to 4-1.
All right. Thanks to Jack back at the studio. For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. We will talk to you again on Friday afternoon from Springfield. Until then, good night from Mumford Gym.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigid Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.